There's a fascinating Zohar in which the Chazal tell us the essence of Chodesh Elul. And the Pasuk in Parshas Kisetze, Uvachsa es aviho ves ima yerech yomim, the parsha that speaks about a Yafas Toar, how she goes into mourning for a month, mourns her parents that she has left behind. The Chazal tell us, Dohi Yarcho de Elul. The Zohar tells us this is the month of Elul. In the Ari HaKadosh tells us, Aviha Ze HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ima zu Knesses Yisrael, Yifke ho'odom v'yishanen lifnei Hashem yerech yomim. Hu chodesh elul, sheheimo yemei rotzon v'rachmim. The Arizal tells us that the kavona of the Zohar is that the month of elul is a time when a person should be moved to tears as a result of his contemplation and his reflection on the Yom HaDin and upon his own maisim. A month when he should be mischanein. And the Arizal, we may be sure, uses the word very advisedly, because as we know from Parshas V'yeschanon that Rashi mentions, it's a one of the 10 Lashonos of Tfilah, the Chazal tell us. That means a matnas chinom. And so the Arizal says we're supposed to spend a month with an awe and with a trepidation to the point of tears and be mischanein to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to utilize the Yemei Rotzon V'Rachmim, also how he characterizes the Chodesh of Elul. It occurred to me when I saw the Zohar that perhaps this is the Mokor for the description of Chodesh Elul that we find in the Sefer HaYira of the Rabbeinu Yonah. Because there he says very briefly, but very comprehensively, in just a few words, he defines for us what our task is supposed to be in Chodesh Elul. In Simin Shin Chov Zayin, in a very brief sentence, he tells us, Mishenichnas Elul Ad Motsoi Yom Kippurim, for the next 40 days, Yehei Chored V'yore Me'emes Hadin. A person should be chored, he should tremble, he should be terrified, he should be fearful of the Yom Hadin. Rachman Litzlan, many times during the course of a year, that the Eibishters are Wupitin Rachman Litzlan, a person sees enough tragedies, Rachman Litzlan, in his own family or in the family of friends and near ones. If the Eibishters spares a person, Be'ezrat Hashem, that he has seen no tragedies personally, then one just has to pick up a newspaper and see the personal tragedies and the national tragedies that beset Klal Yisrael to remind ourselves of what the Yom HaDin is. So it occurred to me that the Mokor of this Rabbeinu Yonah quite appropriately could well be the Zohar Chodosh in the beginning of Parshas Kisetze. It also occurred to me that perhaps this is the deeper kavana behind a remez that the Shloah Kadosh mentions from the Kadmonim. And the Pasuk Aryeh Shoag Milo Yirar. The Chazal tell us, or the Kadmonim Darshan, that the word Aryeh should be darshaned as a notrikon. The Aleph stands for Elo. The Reish stands for Rosh Hashanah. The Yud stands for Yom HaKippurim. And the Hay stands for Hoshana Rabbah. So it's interesting. The remez in the Pasuk is not a new one. But somehow it occurred to me, and I believe it's a true insight, that when the Rishonim see for us in this Pasuk, Aryeh Shoag Mi Lo Yore, when one hears the lion roar, the lion that represents the Midas Hadin, which is a Psikto de Rav Kano, the Aryeh, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu is referred to as an Aryeh, that's how he's referred to in the Midrashim that speak about the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, because the Midas Hadin was Mizgaber over the Midas HaRachmim, like a lion is Mizgaber against lesser animals. When the Midas Hadin arouses itself, Mi Lo Yore, who cannot fear and tremble? And therefore it occurred to me that it is not coincidental or accidental that the notrikon of the word Aryeh doesn't begin with Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Hoshana Rabbah. If we were asked which are the days that are a chelek of the Yemei Din, so we would say Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Hoshana Rabbah is the Mesiris Hadin. But we wouldn't normally start with Elul. But the Dorshe Rishimos, the Kadmonim, found a remez in the Pasuk, Aryeh Shoag Mi Lo Yore, that the Lashon Aryeh stand, the Midas Hadin starts already in the month of Elul. It's very interesting. We refer to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur as the Yomim Noroyim. The Rabbeinu Yonah and Sharei Tshuva refers to all of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva as Yomim Noroyim. And I don't remember seeing before, but I noticed it just recently, that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, there's two gevaltik michtovim in Or Yisrael, where he speaks about Chodesh Elul, certain excerpts of which Be'ezer Hashem I want to share with you this evening. But it's interesting that in one of these letters, he refers to the entire Chodesh Elul as Yomim Noroyim, because they're a part of the Yemei Hadin. It never ceases to impress me when I begin preparing for the Shmuasin and Chodesh Elul, and invariably I open up a Shulchan Aruch to Simen Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, it never ceases to impress me, and this year was no exception, when I notice that there's no special Simen in the Shulchan Aruch for the Dinim of Chodesh Elul. There's special Dinim of Chodesh Elul, so you would expect to find a separate Simen, a separate section in the Shulchan Aruch that speaks about Hilchus Chodesh Elul, but you don't find it. You find the section Hilchus Rosh Hashanah. In the first sif in Hilchus Rosh Hashanah deals with Chodesh Elul. It reflects that which Rabbi Yisrael Salanter tells us, that Chodesh Elul starts the Yomim Noroyim of Klal Yisrael. The Shloah Kadosh brings down an amazing minhag. The Shloah Kadosh says that it was a minhag in Klal Yisrael that people used to fast all 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur. You remember the Rambam mentions the minhag of fasting during the Yemei Slichus. The Shlach HaKadosh mentions, and it seems from his words that it was not just for Yechidim, it seems that it was very widely spread, because he uses the Lashon Nagu Yisrael Lehisanos Me Rosh Chodesh Elo Lad Yom Kippurim. That's how the Pachad, how the Emor and the Pachad of the Yemei Hadin used to be felt in Klal Yisrael. Reb Itzchak of Peterburger tells us that when they benched Rosh Chodesh Elul in Shul, Shabbos morning, that one could see already a different tzura overcome Reb Yisrael Salanter. When he davened Musaf, it was like a completely different person who was standing Shmon Esrei than when he had davened Shacharis. And then he mentioned something that's also amazing. He said that as the month of Elul progressed, you could see from his face that day by day, the Yom HaDin was coming closer. You could mamash, you didn't have to look on the calendar to see how many days were left to Rosh Hashanah. You just had to see the ponim of Reb Yisrael Salanter, and you saw the impending Yom HaDin. It occurred to me last year, I believe, that when I speak about the shofar, it usually is on Rosh Hashanah. That's when we're mekayim the mitzvah seif tkiya shofar. So many times I have spoken about tkiya shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Last year, maybe a year before, I don't recall exactly, an interesting thought occurred to me. I says, when we speak, if I wait until Rosh Hashanah to speak about the significance of Tkiyas HaShofar, then l'chora we lose out on the whole month of Elul. Somehow, the Chazal were misaking the mitzvah of Tkiyas HaShofar all during the month of Elul, which we started today. And if we have such a din, if we have such a minhag, then there has to be a lot of significance to it. And it's very interesting, Baruch Shekivanti, that I found in the Shlach HaKadosh, which I want to share with you, Mirtz Hashem, shortly, I found in the Shlach HaKadosh that very same Hashkofe. And he speaks about the shofar on Rosh Hashanah in the same manner and with the same concepts as he speaks about the shofar, he speaks about the shofar during Elul, in the same manner as we are used to speaking about the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. There's an interesting medrash in Parshas Emor, which I also have never spoken about in the month of Elul, but tonight I want to speak about that medrash, because I feel that if we spend a little time describing exactly what we're supposed to get from listening to the shofar every morning, then we will come, Be'ezrat Hashem, much closer to realizing the benefit that the Chazal saw in making this takona for us. The Chazal address themselves to a posuk in Tehillim, Omer Reb Yoshiyah, Ksiv Ashrei Ha'om Yodei Trua, V'chi'ein Umos Ha'olam Yodim Mahariya. Why does it say Ashrei Ha'om Yodei Trua? There are many outstanding musicians among the Goyim as well, and they can learn to blow the shofar, and they can make a more perfect Trua than we may make. Kama Kronos Yeshua Hem, Kama Bokinos Yeshua Hem, various instruments that the goyim have accomplished musicians just as we have. So what's our yichus that David HaMelech says, Ashrei ha'om yodei serua. V'yomarto ashrei ha'om yodei trua. So the Chazal tell us that David HaMelech is not referring to somebody who practices with his shofar until he blows a perfect trua. And lo shehen makirin lefatos es boron betrua. But we're talking about Am Yisrael that not only know how to blow the trua, but Am Yisrael that know the significance of the trua to the extent that they're able to win over and to influence and to persuade HaKadosh Baruch Hu to judge us barach mimenat bedin. Hen makirin lefatos es boron betrua, who omeid mekisei hadin lekisei rachmin, mismalei aleihem rachmin vehofech lohem, midas hadin lemidas rachmin. The goyim can blow the shofar maybe better than we can, but they don't know how to be mefate HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the trua of the shofar. This they don't know. What is the significance, the eager significance of this takona of Tkiya Shofar during Chodesh Elul? The Torah tells us in Tov Kuf Pei Aleph that the Mokor is a Pirkei Derebbe Eliezer, in which the Chazal tell us that on Rosh Chodesh Elul, when Moshe went up to receive the Lucho Shnios, to prepare himself for the Lucho Shnios, that a shofar was sounded in the Machne Yisrael, that Bnei Yisrael should not make a second mistake, Chas V'Sholom, in counting the 40 days. And a mistake that cost them the Egel, that resulted in the Egel Hazov, and cost them the Luchos Rishonos. Then he says as follows: Lochein hitkinu chazal shiu tokim berosh chodesh elu b'chol shana v'shana, u'b'chol hachodesh kedei nahazir es Yisrael shiyasu tshuva, shenemar im yitoka shofar be'ir v'am lo yecharadu. In Pepashtis, the din of learning, of blowing the shofar during the whole month of Elul, that's not in the Pirkei Derebbe Eliezer. It's not in our edition of the Pirkei Derebbe Eliezer. Others mention that it's found elsewhere with Ksat Shinuyim, but Bepashtis, the Pirkei Derebbe Eliezer, just mentions the minhag of blowing the shofar on Rosh Chodesh Elul. The tour adds that therefore the shofar is blown Rosh Chodesh Elul and the entire month of Elul, in order to be ma'or us to tshuva, as it says in the pasuk, im yitaka shofar bir v'am lo yecharadu. The Beis Yosef asks what we need two psukim for. If we have the previous, what do we need two rayas for, I should say? If we have the previous raya for the shofar to be blown on Rosh Chodesh, so lechoyra that should be sufficient. And he gives two terutzim. The Shlach HaKadosh says that in Emerson the kasha doesn't even begin, because you need both rayas. You need a raya to blow the shofar Rosh Chodesh Elul, because if the shofar was blown just to be ma'over us to tshuva, then maybe we would start to blow the shofar at the end of the month, a few days, maybe the week of Shlichus, we would blow the shofar. But since we have a makor to blow the shofar Rosh Chodesh Elul, and then we have another posik, im yitaka shofar be'ir, to tell us that the shofar is ma'over for tshuva, therefore, since we have to start Rosh Chodesh Elul anyway, the Shlach learns pshat in the Torah. So therefore we paskin that we should blow the shofar the entire month, starting Rosh Chodesh Elul and continuing for the entire month. That's how he learned Pshat in the Torah. But we see from the pasuk that the Torah brings down that the whole mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar in Chodesh Elul is based on this pasuk: Im yitoka shofar be'ir, am lo yecharadu. That the note of the shofar, the nature of the sound of the shofar, is one that is designed to have an impact upon our consciousness and subconsciousness to sensitize us to the Yom HaDin, and therefore to bring us closer to tshuva, to motivate us to do tshuva. That's the kavana of Tkiyas Shofar in the month of Elul. I wanted to suggest that that's pshat in the pasuk. In Emerson, the halacha is that every time you blow a trua, you have to blow a tkiyah. And whenever you blow a tkiyah, you always have a trua also. So it's interesting that the Dovi HaMelech says, Ashrei ha'om yodei srua. The note that he picks is the note of the trua. In Emerson, the Netziv makes the same observation in the Chumash. Zichron trua is the term by which Rosh Hashanah is described. Zichron trua. Why does it say Zichron trua, not Zichron tekiyah? Because the trua is that part of the notes of the shofar. It's that note of the shofar that particularly symbolizes the Yom HaDin. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Gimel, the Gemara speaks on the definition of the trua. Yom trua yilochem, mitargaminim yom yevava. What's the pshat yom yevava? So the Gemara mentions, as we find in Shoftim, by the mother of Sisra, Ba'ad hachalon nishkofo v'tiyovev. And there's a machlokas, what's pshat in the yevava? What's the pshat? What sounds did the mother of Sisra make when she heard of the death of her son? Mar sovar genuche gonach, umar sovar yungunge yongyum. So Rashi learns, mar sovar genuche gonach, kodom goneach melibo, like a person who's sick and he has terrible pains and he's groaning and sighing with anguish because of the pains that he has. Yungume yongil ka'odom ha'boche, like a person who cries from tsar and from agmas nefesh, and his breaths and his sounds are therefore very short and pointed, like one who's crying and crying, it's hard for him to catch his breath. But in either case, we see that that's the trua. The trua represents the bechiyo of the Arizal. It represents the person who is broken, the person who is fearful, who is affrighted when he thinks that shortly he'll stand before the Borei Olam by the Yom HaDin. That is the central characteristic of Rosh Hashanah, is a Yom HaDin. Therefore, it's referred to as Zichron Trua. And that's why David HaMelech says, Ashrei ha'om yodei srua. Because if a person recognizes the aspect of din and the yemei ha'din, then he'll be able to be mekayim de Rabbeinu Yonah and be yored v'choreg mishenichnas elo ad motzoi Yom Kippurim. And it's with this awareness particularly, as I mentioned before, that a person can influence HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can be mefateh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. that he should change the Midas Hadin, the Midas Rachmin. We see this very clearly in the Shloah HaKadosh. His Lashon here is very striking. The Shloah HaKadosh says like this. He says, B'tkios b'chol yom v'yom. He's speaking about Chodesh Elul. B'tkios b'chol yom v'yom. Yekayim. A person is supposed to be Mekayim when we hear the shofar blown at the end of the davening. It's not just an exercise. We're giving the Baal Tokei a practice, or we have an exercise. We're practicing listening. No, we have to be Mekayim something when we hear the shofar blown in the morning. B'chol yom v'yom, Yekayim. He's supposed to be Mekayim the Pasuk. Im yitoka shofar be'ir va'am lo yecharadu. V'yiyachored lo'orer b'tshuva. V'yisaken kol ha'me'uvas lasos. Tshuva al ko'inyin v'yinyin. When we hear the shofar blown in the morning, we're supposed to think of that pasuk, Im yitoka shofar be'ir va'am lo yecharadu. How can we not be terrified and frightened when we think of the impending Yom HaDin? And therefore, on the spot, we should think of what we can do in the forthcoming day, Be'ezer Hashem, to be misakein and to improve ourselves over what we did the day before. It was fascinating for me to see that as the Shloah HaKadosh goes on to speak about the shofar of Elul, this is what I referred to before, he mentions the famous Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. When the Rav was here just the other week, I mentioned to him this Shloah HaKadosh, how he brings down the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, where the Rambam speaks about the significance of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, how he mentions it by the shofar of Elul. And I pointed out the limud is obvious. I mean, anyone can understand the limud. The Shloah HaKadosh is telling us that we have to have the same kavana in listening to the Kiyah Shofar Kol Yom V'Yom in Elul that we have to have in Rosh Hashanah. That's why he brings down the Rambam. So the Rav said Baruch Shekivanti, because he thought of that chidush himself many times. He didn't know that it was a Shloah HaKadosh. The Shloah HaKadosh says as follows, a continuation of what I had just mentioned. B'chol yom v'yom, yekayem im yitoka shofar vir v'am lo yecharadu. Then the other part that I had mentioned, ki'inyin shekosef harambam, mamish the same sentence. Ki'inyin shekosef harambam b'shofar shorosh Hashanah, peregimel of Hilchos Tshuva, v'zeh lishono. And then he quotes the Rambam in part. Afu pi, it's halacha dalet, perigimel halacha dalet. Afu pi shetkiyas ha-shoifer, berosh ha-shona gzeres ha-kosuf, remez yeshbo. But nevertheless, we can see a rational insight into the chok of tkiyas shoifer. Klomar, uru yesheni mishinaschem, v'nirdomim hekitzu mitirdamschem. The shoifer, the Rambam tells us, is an alarm clock. And it tries to wake us up. Wake up, you who are sleeping, and those who are steeped in slumber. Chipsu b'maaseichem v'chizru b'tshuve zichru borachem. The shofar calls to wake us up out of the lethargy and out of the habit of the year's behavior, where we live one day after the second, and 1 week like the previous week, and 1 month like the previous month. Chipsu maaseichem, look over our maasim, v'chizru b'tshuva, start anew. Zichru borachem. Who is the shofar trying to wake up? The Rambam leaves nothing to the imagination. Eilu ha-shochachim es-ho-emes behevle hazman, v'shogim kol shenoson behevle v'reik. People who are immersed in the pursuits of Olam Hazeh, in the emptiness and the vanities of Olam Hazeh, and people who forget why they're in this world, people who forget that a person has to live his life is a Kavya ben Mahalel says, Istako lifne miyato osid nitein din v'cheshbon. As Rabbi Yehuda Anossi says, Istakel b'shlosha dvorim, ayin roa v'yozen shomas v'chol ma'asecho b'sefer nitovi. Who thinks about such concepts? We're too busy with our business and with our monkey business. We're too busy. And the shofar tries to wake us up. In the letters that I mentioned before, one of them is Michtov Zayin and Michtov Yudalet from Or Yisrael. Bibisel Salanter mentions that unfortunately the shofar has a very hard time waking us up. He says, people who are immersed in Ruchnias day in and day out, in earlier generations, all they had to do was hear the shofar and Elul, and already you could see the Amos Hadin coming upon them. They had to hear the shofar once, and they were awakened. And if not once, then a second time and a third time, but it got them up. An opening sentence here is very famous and so often quoted. Milofonim kasher yodati kong ish ochazo plotzos mikola kore kodosh elul. When they announced in Shul, Shabbos Mavorchim Elul, he says, then people began to tzitter, you could see people trembling. And now he says, we don't see that. And it's so difficult for us to feel and to appreciate intellectually and certainly emotionally the Amos Hadin. And he gives various reasons for it. Two rational reasons and one supernatural reason. First, he says, because a man, as I mentioned before, he gets into a habit of a certain life pattern, a whole year living without an awareness of din. And it's very hard to switch gears just because the alarm goes off in the morning. It's very hard to get out of bed. It's much easier to roll over on the other side and pull the covers over our head. You know, it occurred to me that the din of Tkiya Shofar and Shoit in Chodesh Elul, this is the original snooze alarm. You know, they have an alarm clock that if you don't wake up the first time, you set it. So 5 minutes later, the alarm goes off again. That happened during Chodesh Elul. The Chazal were afraid we wouldn't wake up the first time we hear the Shofar, so it goes off the second time. They set the alarm to go off 30 times. Salanter says, even that doesn't help. 30 different times it rings and we're still laying in bed. We just pulled the covers a little bit deeper over ourselves. First of all, he says, because it's hard for a person to break a pattern of behavior. Secondly, he says, very interestingly, because in previous doiras, we saw tzaddikim and we saw Rabbeim, who we saw on them the Chodesh Elul. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter is speaking about whom I told you before, what his Talmud said about him. And now he says we don't see that anymore. I can never forget, I was mamish your age, and this was not during Chodesh Elul, but it was in the Yisera Shimei Tshuvah. I learned by a gewaltig Talmud Chochem and a great Sadi in Chicago, Rabbi Rogoff Zichrono Livrocha. I must have been 18 or 19. And I'll never forget, as if it happened yesterday, that in the Aseret Shimei Tshuva, he asked us, the whole shir together, he asked us for mechila. And as he finished the sentence, he began to cry like a baby. He couldn't finish the sentence. That I was zoichet to see from a Rebbe, that he asked us for mechila, and mamish began to cry. It was during the Aseret Shimei Tshuva. The Bishel Salanter says, when you see examples like that, then it's easier for us to feel the Amos Hadin, but if you don't see it, it's much more difficult. These are the two rational reasons he gives. Then he says a supernatural reason is that when a person does an Aveira, a Ruach HaTumah comes upon him. And it's that Ruach HaTumah that prevents us from becoming sensitive to the call of the Shofar. There's one Eitzah, he says. Without which the Shofar will never wake us up. And with which we still need Reus Rachmin that it should wake us up. And that, he says, is the Limud of Musa. That's why particularly in Chodesh Elul is it a Chov Kadosh for a person to learn Sifrei Musar, to be makbid on regular storing, not only from Sunday till Thursday, but on Friday and on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos and Shabbos, that a person should steep himself with Limud of Musar, not for many hours a day, but every day. In the yeshivas, we're koveya a half hour a day. It's like a vitamin pill. You don't have to have a full meal, a whole seder of 3-4 hours a day. Certain Hasidish yeshivas may do that. I don't want to mention which one, but that's not our hashkofe. It's a vitamin pill, but the pill has to be taken every day. If a person does this, then he has a chance. He has a fighting chance that he'll pull himself out of bed when he hears the shofar in the morning. The Sifrei Musar is like the amplifier. You don't hear the alarm clock. The alarm goes off too softly, even if it goes off repeatedly. So we have to put up a big amplifier, and then you'll hear it very clearly. So if you, it's a Sifrei Musar will enable us to listen to the call of the shofar to the extent that we'll jump out of bed and we'll wake ourselves up out of the lethargy of the past year. It is only then that we have an opportunity of being mekayim every morning when we hear the shofar sounded at the end of the davening. Can we be mekayim the words of the Shema Kadosh? That at that time do we have then an opportunity that we should be zoiche to be mekayim the posuk im yitoka shofar be'ir v'am lo yecharadu.